Kyle's Need to Know News. Here we go. College football. I totally was passed out and missed this last night, but good game. LSU beat Clemson 42-25 to win the college football national championship. Liv the Web Girl, did you watch any of it?
I watched the entire game. It was such a good game. It was electric. You know, Clemson was in the lead at first, but I knew LSU would come back. Joe Burrow, the Heisman winner, LSU's quarterback, he is just way too good. They got a momentum going. My boyfriend took the over and they did not hit the over. So the over was 68 and they only scored a combined 67 points.
Does he bet? Does he bet like money?
Yeah, no, he's a big sports gambler.
He is? Yeah. For the first time ever yesterday, I was like, I should do sports gambling.
McKenzie, out of left field.
No. I'm telling you.
Forget 401k. I'm going to invest my way.
It is so hard. It gets so confusing.
Can you see?
It's not just like a crapshoot. I mean, you really got to know what you're doing.
She's like, you really got to know
what you're doing. That football coach is really hot. I'm going to bet for that team. McKenzie, they haven't won a game all year. I know, but the quarterback's cute.
Okay, well, Holly Saunders, who used to work for like the Golf Channel and Fox Sports, she's with Vegas Dave, and they're like a sweeping Instagram. Anyway, so he's a big sporting bets guy. And he just makes like, I mean, thousands, 20,000 a night doing it. But I you know it's
You
got to
be
specialty.
Like really, you got to do a lot of research.
Okay.
A lot of research. But maybe, you know, maybe we'll start doing that. Maybe
I think I have a better chance of making $20,000 a night as a stripper than you do with sports betting. That's just me, though. That's my prediction. It's so hard. Even if you know what you're betting, it doesn't work that way all the time.
It's so hard because players are so unpredictable. You never know when a player's going to go off, when a player's going to do really well. That's why sometimes when I make predictions on this show during Live Sports Minute,
they're wrong.
And they don't come true, they're wrong because it's like you just never know. Someday a player can wake up and just have a crap game and you just never know.
I was thinking more like 50-50 odds, like roulette, like the Super Bowl. I'm just going to put like 500 on a team and
you
see
know
what
you need to bet Ooh. On things like the coin toss.
Okay.
Is it going to be heads or tails?
50-50.
How long the national anthem's going to be? What color Gatorade is going to be? You need to like vote on the fun things.
Make a note of that. We do that here as a show. Maybe we can have some kind of a bet.
I mean, this is
that.
Out of left field. I've never done anything like this before. Yeah. I just thought it could be kind of fun.
Yeah, right. You open up her phone. She's got all these gambling apps on there. Okay, McKenzie, not to put you on blast, but I know you are single right now, and I know you don't talk about it all the time, but you have people DMing you all the time. Young, old, famous celebrities. Am I wrong?
Go on.
Okay, how about this? A Japanese billionaire is taking applications for his soulmate. So he doesn't just want to hook up with you. He wants to be in love.
Oh, do I have to apply for this to be his soulmate?
Full Moon Lovers. It's a serious matchmaking documentary. So you're going to get some TV exposure for you and for the show. It's going to follow this guy, which I'm not even going to try to say his name, as he searches for the universe for a soulmate by offering her a trip to the moon. Mackenzie, you get to go to the moon.
You think they'd give me that much time off? Hey, guys.
I'll give you my vacation days. We'll make it work. He'll be the first person to take a private ride along with Elon Musk's SpaceX set for 2023. So you got to make a decision in the next couple of years if you guys are soulmates or not. He's looking for a woman to go with. Woman interested? Yeah, you need to submit an application by Friday.
This Friday?
Yeah, so you probably
I got to get on this.
Yeah, you probably should cancel your plans.
Is he hot? Like, what does he look like?
I'm not into dudes, but I would say he's like an okay looking guy. He's not ugly, but I don't think he's like attractive. It depends on what you're into. I don't think you'd be attracted to him, but I could be somebody's soulmate for $1 billion.
Wow.
Okay, who likes Cheetos? Am I the only one who likes some Cheetos and Flamin' Hot ones?
I don't like Flamin' Hot.
You know the Playmates, their trick for eating Cheetos, they just lick all the cheese off and don't eat them.
Why do I feel like they lick a lot of things? okay, well, how about this? That's a good idea. You know why? They've come up with a name for that cheesy residue. You know how it gets stuck in your fingers?
Yeah, that's what they like.
Do you know what it's called, that stuff that gets stuck in your finger?
It's not cheese.
It's Cheetle.
Cheetle?
It's defined as that orange and red dusty symbolic of true Cheetos fandom. I guess Cheetos just coined the term, and they're going to roll out popcorn-flavored Cheetos and covered in Cheetle. It'll come in two flavors, cheddar and Flamin' Hot. I'm sorry, the best Cheeto in the world, and I don't care if it makes me really white trash, is the Flamin' Hot. They're terrible for you, and you got to be careful. Eat too many, you'll have a problem when they come out, but they're so good.
Can I ask something super graphic?
Please,
I don't mean to, but do they burn coming out?
I think they do a little bit.
Okay.
I think they do a little bit. That's
no
what I'm
dice.
Saying.
I don't like things like that.
No, I don't blame you. And today is National Dress Your Pet Day, which my wife does as often as she can.
Today
is also National Hot Pastrami Sandwich Day. So get you a Sammy.
My little Belle, my little dog, before she passed away, I always dressed her up. And I got so much crap for it.
Was
like
it only
she
the
had
holidays?
A bikini.
A bikini? It
was cute.
It was so cute. She's a little Maltese Shih Tzu. But everyone gave me so much crap. She had little dresses and coats.
Was
and
it like a dog thong or was she showing cleavage? Like, what kind of bikini was this?
Like a little cherry bikini and a little hat. It
says so hot cute. Or juicy on the back. All right. Well, hey, that is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it out at joemckenzie.com or text JAM, that's JAM, to 52140. Song of the day, we're going to be doing it after Louis Capaldi, someone you loved. Hang on, your vote decides who wins.